Ever feel like you're barely keeping up with AI? Like, forget trying to stay ahead of it all. I hear you.
It's a lot.
It is, which is why we're doing this deep dive. Today, we're tackling applied AI.
The stuff that's actually working.
Exactly. And to help us unpack it all, we've got insights from Fred Bliss.
Who, you gotta admit, has a pretty impressive resume. I mean, the guy built a successful data company from the ground up, and he's deep in the AI world.
No doubt. We're diving into his Intersect Next profile, trying to cut through the noise and figure out what's actually game-changing, for businesses like the ones we work with.
Ones who don't have time for hype.
Exactly. So let's talk about Fred's philosophy. Bleeding edge, but grounded. I love that. But what does that mean, like, practically for a company?
It's about recognizing that AI, as amazing as it is, isn't some magic solution you just sprinkle on everything. It's more like you got to start with your goals, your problems. Then you see where AI fits in.
So no more jumping on every AI bandwagon just because.
Exactly.
Strategic alignment. Love it.
It's all about strategy. And one thing Fred is super fired up about, like really into, is synthetic data.
He really is. But I'll be honest, synthetic data, that's a new one for me. What's the big deal?
Imagine like taking a process, say a really tedious audit, and basically turning it into lines of code using synthetic data.
Wait, turning a process into code? That's wild.
It's not magic, it's algorithms. Think of it like this. Synthetic data is like a mirror of your real data, but without all the baggage. Privacy issues, for instance, are gone.
So you're saying, like, if I'm worried about customer data privacy, I can use synthetic data as a kind of stand-in.
Exactly. You create a safe space to play, to test things out without any real-world fallout.
That's a game changer.
Totally. And get this, you can tailor that synthetic data for very specific challenges. Let's say you want to see how your system handles a huge surge in users. Synthetic data can simulate that.
You're blowing my mind right now. It's like having a business time machine.
It really is. But it gets even better. Fred says this isn't just for internal stuff. Think product demos, training manuals, all those things. They can become treasure troves of data to train your AI.
You're not just making things more efficient, you're creating new data sets from thin air. Okay, synthetic data, I'm sold. But we have to talk about this whole multimodal AI thing. AI that understands what? Everything?
Yeah, not just words on a page anymore. Images, videos, audio.
The whole shebang.
And Fred's point is, this isn't some far-off thing. It's already happening.
He talks about these advanced retrieval models and vision AI. Break that down for me in English, please.
Think of it this way. Remember when you had to search through a million files to find that one presentation?
The struggle was real.
With this technology, it's like doing a Google search, but across all your company's files, even videos.
Hold on. So AI can actually watch a video and understand what's in it.
Exactly. Imagine trying to find a specific chart from a presentation months ago. Instead of remembering keywords, you just ask your AI, find that slide where we talked about the new product launch. Done.
No more digging through endless emails and folders. But this goes beyond just making search easier, doesn't it?
Way beyond. We're talking about unlocking insights buried in visual data. Customer interactions, market trends, competitor analysis, not just summaries, the real deal.
It's like AI has X-ray vision now, seeing everything.
Exactly. And that opens up a whole new level of business intelligence. Imagine gauging customer reactions in real time during a demo, not just from what they say, but their facial expressions.
Okay, now that's just scary good. But let's be real, this all sounds incredibly complex. Where do we even begin with this?
That's where Fred's data flywheel concept comes in.
Data flywheel. You've piqued my curiosity. What's that about?
It's about building a system of AI that just keeps getting better. But it starts with something surprising.
Go on.
People.
You're telling me it's not about fancy algorithms, it's about people.
Absolutely. You need the right team, specifically what he calls AI engineers. And these aren't your typical data folks.
These are like the Navy SEALs of AI.
In a way, yes. They can wrangle data, build the algorithms, and bridge that gap between the tech and the actual business needs. They make it make sense.
They're the translators, the interpreters. Love it.
But where do these AI ninjas even begin?
Fred says start small with those everyday processes that automation can actually
The
fix.
stuff that makes everyone's eyes glaze over. Data entry, scheduling.
Exactly. You're not just saving time. You're showing everyone the real value of AI. It works.
So no more robots stealing jobs. More like robots doing the boring stuff so we can do the cool stuff.
Exactly. And as you rack up these wins, you generate data. And that data makes your AI smarter, more efficient.
It's like a snowball effect, in a good way. Totally. But you need someone to keep things on track. That's where the vision of those AI engineers is crucial. They're playing 3D chess, making sure these small wins lead to the big vision.
It's not just about technical chops, though, right? There's a human side to all of this.
Absolutely. You can't just have tech people off in a corner. You need collaboration, business experts, people who use this stuff every day, all working together.
Because AI should be working for us, not the other way around.
Exactly. It's about creating a shared language, a culture, where everyone feels like they're part of the process.
No more tech silos. I love it. But all this talk about AI's potential, we have to address the elephant in the room, right? What about the downsides? What about jobs? It's a big one. Lots of people worried about robots taking over.
Right, but Fred's point is it's not about replacement. It's about, what did he call it? Augmentation, making us better at our jobs.
So, like, AI as our sidekick. I can get behind that. But how do we actually get there? Prepare for this whole humans and AI working together thing.
Well, for starters, Fred says we got to get serious about upskilling.
Upskilling, as in everyone needs to become a coder.
Not necessarily. While tech skills are important, Fred's really emphasizing those human skills that AI can't replicate. You know, creativity, critical thinking, all that good stuff.
So we need to double down on what makes us human. Got it.
Exactly. Let the AI crunch the numbers. We'll handle the big ideas.
I like the sound of that. But how do we find that balance, that sweet spot where AI helps us be our best selves at work?
It's about using AI strategically. Automate the boring stuff, the repetitive tasks, so we can focus on what we're good at.
So less time filling out spreadsheets, more time brainstorming and problem solving. Sign me up.
Me too. And the best part is, by taking over those mundane tasks, AI actually frees us up to be more creative, more human.
It's like AI is giving us permission to rediscover our passions. Okay, now I'm really getting on board, but let's be practical. What can companies, what can individuals do today to get ready for this AI-powered future?
Fred has one main piece of advice.
Right.
Never stop learning. AI is constantly evolving, which means we have to evolve too.
So it's like we're all back in school, except the curriculum is constantly changing.
Pretty much. But it's not just about formal education. It's about experimenting, collaborating, staying curious about what AI can do.
So embrace the unknown. Don't be afraid to get your hands dirty.
Exactly. And remember, we're all figuring this out together.
Mm-hmm.
The future of work isn't some predetermined thing. It's what we make it.
I love that. So how do we make sure we're creating a future we actually want to work in, one that benefits everyone?
That's the million-dollar question, and one we should all be thinking about. But for now, I think the most important thing is to just get started. Experiment. Don't be afraid to fail. Because that's how we learn and grow. And who knows, we might even surprise ourselves with what we can achieve.
I'm ready to be surprised. All right, so we've talked about the bright side of AI, but I think it's time to address some of the concerns people have. Like, are we all going to be out of a job in 5 years because of AI?
Right, everyone's worried about that. But you know, it's interesting. Fred doesn't see it that way at all. He doesn't think it's us versus them, you know, humans against robots.
So it's not like Terminator?
Not quite. He actually sees AI as a way to make our jobs better. To do more than we could ever do on our own.
Okay, I'm listening. So how does that work? What's the secret sauce?
He talks a lot about upskilling and reskilling. Basically, we need to be constantly learning new things to keep up with what AI can do.
So, like, everyone needs to go back to school and get a degree in AI?
Not exactly. Sure, technical skills are important, but Fred's really passionate about those uniquely human skills, the things AI just can't replicate. At least not yet. Things like creativity, critical thinking, you know, being able to solve problems in new ways.
So we need to be more human to thrive in an AI world.
I like that. Right. It's not about becoming robots ourselves. It's about figuring out what we're uniquely good at and then letting AI handle the rest.
So it's like finding that sweet spot where humans and AI work together, each playing to our strengths.
Exactly. Imagine a world where AI takes care of all the boring, repetitive stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Data entry, scheduling, all that. That frees us humans up to do the things we're actually good at, the creative stuff, the strategic thinking.
It's like AI is giving us permission to be more human, to focus on our passions, our ingenuity. That's a future I can get behind.
Me too. But it's not going to just happen magically, right?
Yeah.
We have to prepare for this AI-powered future, both as individuals and as organizations.
So what can we do? Where do we even start?
Fred keeps coming back to this idea of continuous learning. We can't just rest on what we know now. The AI field is changing so fast, we got to be willing to adapt, to keep learning new things.
It's like we're all students again, lifelong learners in the school of AI.
Exactly. And it's not just about formal education either. It's about experimenting with new tools, talking to people, staying curious.
So embrace the unknown. Don't be afraid to try new things and maybe even break a few things along the way.
Exactly. And remember, no one has all the answers.
Yeah.
We're all figuring this AI thing out together. It's a team effort.
I love that. It's not us against them. It's us with them, humans and AI building the future together. Well, we've covered a lot of ground today. We've explored how AI is changing the game, not just in business, but in our lives. And most importantly, we've learned that the future of AI isn't some scary, predetermined thing. It's up to us.
We get to decide what it looks like.
Exactly. So as your wrap up, I want to leave you with this thought. What kind of AI-powered future do you want to create? Keep that question in mind this week as you navigate your own work and life. Because the future is happening right now, and we're all a part of it. Until next time, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible.